it a song called Fuck My Life?
Fuck my life in two pieces.
This is my last resort. Suffocation. Okay, you have
no
better
breathing.
Voice.
Don't give a fuck if it comes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people, by the people, because some people need to stop drinking before they record a podcast.
And some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
No matter what day it is.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Good job. Days of the week. Days of the week. You're fucking on it. This episode, we're going to go a little bit of a different direction. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about our fucking week because I have had a fucking week, dude. It all started when my mom asked me to see a man about a horse.
And you canceled our recording. So let's start with that. You chose your mom over our business.
Yeah, I chose my mom over business because family first.
Yeah.
And she sponsors my life. So I think I owe her like my life and like $250,000 easy.
Sorry we mentioned you again, Mom. Sorry, but Mom. God damn.
She's always like, what are you saying? Fucking obsessed with me. It's too little podcast.
Don't call me a Jewish princess then, okay? I'm looking at you.
We're making her listen to our podcast and she's like, Val just sounds like a Jewish princess to
but
me.
But like, why?
You know, like Fran from the Nin.
Fucking love that show. I watched that show my whole childhood, just so she knows.
She's fucking whatever. She's fine, fine. Oh my God, that was probably one of my first like
girl crushes. Girl crushes. Because she wore like crop tops and shit.
I love me some Fran.
You're so gay again.
Sometimes. Really
are you bad. Sure you like men
I
or
do.
Like it's just
I told you
the
earlier.
Dick.
I was, I think also, that's a different
the
episode.
The penetration
bro.
Of it.
I think there's a lot going into my attention for men, but that's not
what
this is
about. Do you think
it's
your trauma?
Possibly. Possibly. The attention of it,
yes,
the allure,
yes.
The act. The art. What was it where I watch a few lesbian TikToks that are like, I never really liked men, I just liked the act of it. The you know,
when
the
they
control,
chase you, yeah.
The control of it, the manipulation of it. Nah, I like me some D. I like me some V. It's weird. I'm so truly bisexual.
But
I'm
remember
like,
when that one girl, when you like, when you were single for a second, and that girl was like into you, but like wasn't into you, and that pissed you
I
the
really pissed
fuck
me off.
So that's what
I don't know
me
if it pissed
like,
me off because if she was playing games, and I was like.
I just want to fuck.
What
that's
are we
really
doing?
What, yeah.
I wanted to cash in my chips for sure. Yeah. I was like, girl, I'm going to lay you down. But she was playing games, so it's whatever.
But I'm just
I
saying
gotta go
the
to
competitiveness
work.
Like pissed you off. Like, wait, what?
True. Yeah. I know. That's what I was saying. Men are like dogs. Women are like cats. Yeah. And I don't know if I'm a cat person but until I'm like, but I have a cat. I don't have a dog right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. Yeah. Women are fickle, and that's why I'm like, what is this? But also... when I am...
Men are more easy.
They're just so easy.
Yeah.
And kitties, you gotta wait. You gotta wait and then get... You know, it's a fucking game, dude. All this to say...
Anyway, so you went to a man about a horse.
And all this to say, I canceled our recording because I had to... Cheers to us. I had to go up north
Ciroc,
to
again.
Northern Idaho to help my mother pick up a horse. Now, her friend is moving to Tennessee, and she's like, yo, I have this two-year-old horse that needs to fucking go. It's a broken, it's not, it's unbroken horse, young goat, right? She's like, you need to come get him, you can have him. My mom's like, free horse? Got it. So, my mom has a lot of animals.
She'd take a free camel, a
like,
free fucking
done.
Anything.
I got the
free
feed.
Child.
So, I pick up this rinky, she has this rinky-dink-ass fucking horse trailer that she got at a estate sale. And I was like, ma, I don't know about this trailer. Like, the tires look iffy. She's like, it's fine. We just need to fill them up before we go. I had to change the tire before we left. Me and Larry did because it was busted.
Wait, time out. Larry was on the trip?
No.
Oh,
this is before we left.
I thought I like, fucking missed
I was
something
like, ma,
there.
This tire ain't right. And then he comes out. My stepdad comes out.
Oh, shit, we're not
out.
Supposed to say names.
Sorry.
Oh.
I was like, mom, something's wrong with these tires. And it wasn't until my stepdad came out. It was like, something's wrong with these tires. She's like, oh, we need to change the tires. So that's how our trip started. We got like a 2-hour late start. We start trekking. We're approaching McCall and we hear ka-kink, 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 ka-kink. And my mom's like, what's that sound?
Because we're just talking. We're gossiping. And
wait, so who was it? Just you, your just mom, me and my Sarah? Mom. Oh, sorry.
Nope, just me and my mom. Just me and my mom and a horse. Just me and my mom and a busted-ass fucking trailer, dude. A flatbed truck and a trailer. And we're talking, and she's like, what's that sound? I was like, I don't know. And we pull into that fucking stinker station right there. We come out, this tire's fucking gone. It's just the rim. And so I had to change the tire again, and we had to limp it over to Les Schwab, and we slept in the fucking parking lot. This is what I don't understand about my mom. She was like, I was like, oh, it was like 11:30. And I was like, oh, okay, well, we can do at the hotel down the street for like, you know, $100 a night for the night.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, he should sleep in the truck. It's fine. Bitch, the next morning dropped $750 on four new trailer tires, but wouldn't drop $98 on a hotel before. And I didn't bring my fucking wallet.
But that doesn't make sense.
That's my mother. And so we sleep in the truck, and I'm like, ugh. Wake up with a butt ass cracking on. And I was
I'm
like,
I'm gonna have to talk to her. That's out of control.
I was like, ugh, that was miserable.
She goes, are an RN. You can afford a fucking hotel. It's McCall, Idaho. You could stay in a fucking shittiest of shittiest.
I'm not asking for the lodge, bitch. I was just asking for like a
Shore
bed.
Lodge is like $300 and they have a fucking spa.
So we wake up. Oh my fucking, I was like, that was miserable. She goes, it was not that bad. We were dry. We were semi warm.
Oh my God.
Let's go get these tires.
I want to say her name so bad.
We fucking sat for 2 hours. They fixed the whole fucking trailer. Oh. We go up the road. I'm like, Mom, I smell burning rubber. Turns out this was a man-made trailer where they replaced the axles. And usually when they replace the axles, they replace all of them at once. These motherfuckers replaced three of the four. And so one of the fucking tires didn't have axles. They didn't have brakes. Didn't have trailer brakes on them. They had regular brakes. And the brakes were grinding. So we had to drive it back. They had to take it fucking off. Gave us the spare tire they couldn't fix. They're like, that shit's busted. And she's no. like, and so I'm waiting for her to be like, okay, let's go home. Mm-mm.
No.
Continued our journey. We had 6 more hours to go. So we drive 6 more hours. And she's like, isn't it a beautiful drive? And I was like, it is a really nice drive, Mom. You're right. And we get our shit. And she's on this new fucking shots for her diabetes. And she doesn't eat. She's been not eating. And I was like, I'm hungry. You need to buy me food now. And so she just fed me snacks. And I was fine.
That's never good.
We get there. And we were supposed to be on our way back Saturday yes. night, right? We didn't get there till Saturday night. All the way up there. And her fucking friend's on a farm. And so she's like, here's your horse. And he's like, fucking this little fuck, this big fucking horse. He's a 2.5-year-old. This motherfucker, dude. He's such a stud, but he's smart. I was like spending time with him out there in the fucking pen or whatever. And I was like, dude, if my son was a horse, it'd be this asshole right here. Super smart.
He looks like a Nova girl.
Super
Nova.
Strong, big, smart, but just a fucking dick. I'm not a horse person. Okay. But we're vibing. I have better vibes on this horse than the horse she already has. The horse she already has is not fucking like me. But we get this fucking horse loaded the next morning. So we load up everything. I'm telling you right now, my mom... The my mom's friend, she's moving to Tennessee, and she's yeah. like, I don't want to take half of this. She gave my son a dune buggy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A dune buggy. We loaded up 2 water troughs. Like, we literally like, ding, 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 ding. Like, our fucking shit. We look like the hillbillies, dude. Like, we strapped this shit onto the back of our truck. We, the next morning, get up early. We put this horse in the pen, and this fucking horse is like, get fucked. I'm not getting in that itty bitty trailer.
He doesn't
want to
move. That's a big transition.
He's been in a trailer a couple times before, but yeah, he did not want to go. And he was so fucking mad. Took us 2 hours, bitch. I should have filmed it. 2 hours to wrangle this motherfucker into that little trailer, but we did it. 2 hours, 3 women, and a butt ton of patients on Easter Sunday. We finally get his fucking ass. What we did is we put him in the round ring. We backed the trailer door up to the opening, and we just kept making his with a rope, kept making his space smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And then we had that rope. He kept breaking through the rope, and he was just like, oh, fuck you, dude. He's such a fucker. And then finally, after 2 hours, he was so fucking hungry, put a bunch of sweet feet in there, and he was like, okay, fine. Gets in there. We get him in there. We're loading up everything. She was like supposed to come back with a horse and a goat. Bitch came back with a 1 horse, 2 goats, 4 chickens, 2 roosters, and
where
a
did they
doom
all go?
It was a dual trailer, so the horse was on one side, two goats were on the other. And then in the front spare spot where the spare tire and shit and the saddle goes, we put the chickens in there. Fucking driving down the road with a dune buggy on the back. I was like, I fucking can't with this woman. We drive up. This horse got so fucking upset. He tried to crawl up and out of the tiny window. Horses don't have collarbones. I didn't notice this. So they literally can crawl through smaller spaces than you would perceive. Like, you can't leave. So I left the window open because he was getting hot and flustered. He was mad. He was in there for like 10 minutes and he's like, just fucking get me out of here. And he was like, fuck you, try to get out. We finally get down the road. We get going. We book it all the way fucking back. And that's how my week started. And then on Tuesday, I go to volleyball. And on my way back, there's a tire in the middle of the fucking highway.
Fuck.
And I hit it going like 60, 65 miles an hour. Mm. And I have really bad car insurance. And so I'm really upset now because my car is sitting.
But who did you call? The Ghostbusters?
I called Val. Well, I called my mom. Didn't answer. We've talked about this. She was even like, why didn't you call me? I was like, bitch, I did. She was like, I'm pretty sure you already took your Ambien. She's like, no, I think I took a Lexapro or something like that.
Oh, another med. Thanks. Thanks, Mom.
I think I took something else.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. So I call Val because Val's my loyal
SPZ. It was like
SPZ.
Midnight.
It was like a quarter to midnight.
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, help. This accident happened 2 hours ago.
First thing I go, hello? And because
I was surprised
you
answered.
Well, for one, it's on vibrate and it's on my little nightstand and I can hear it. I'm surprised I heard it. And I saw your name and I'm like, she doesn't call. And then you know what came to my mind? Fucking Dahlia. I thought that bitch got her phone again and she's butt dialing me, right? No, it was you. And you were like, I know that you're asleep. And I'm like, yeah, I've been asleep since 9, you know? And you're like, I got an accident. And I go, wait, for one, why are you driving at this time of night? My judgy ass bitch is like, why are you out at midnight?
Where have you been doing?
Yeah,
what
are
you
doing?
Up to?
I
was playing volleyball.
And then I go, are you okay? I went from that to that. And then you're like, well, it was actually 2 hours ago after the police and everything. Ugh. And so I was like, okay, I'll get dressed. But of course I made Kayla come with me because, I mean, I'm not going to get kidnapped out at midnight.
Yeah, I saw 2 cars, and then I was like, what's going on? And the truck before me, or the little Jeep thing before me, slammed on their brakes. And I was like, where the fuck are they braking? And then they pulled and veered over, and there was the fucking tire. I was like, oh, shit. So I cranked, well, you know, I pull my wheel over, and it hits the right front passenger side. Just takes out my whole fucking shit. And I waited till everybody left the scene of the crime, so I thought, I was like, I'll just swap out my tire. I'll limp it off the highway. I got that thing jacked up. Like, I was like, I've changed 3 fucking tires this week. Might
I'm
as
a
well.
Professional.
I know how to
Been
change
there,
a fucking tire.
That.
Lickety split out. And so I hopped that thing up and I'm trying to crank that tire off and I just could not. It was, yeah, I fucked it
you
up.
You couldn't
bad.
Do it? I don't know.
It was pinched. Like the whole inside, it just got cranked to where it was metal was bent. I was like, oh yeah. So I couldn't get the lug nuts back on. So I just loaded up the lug nuts, whatever. And then I waited and waited and waited. And then you got here. And then, yeah, the fucking tow truck driver finally, because I only had cash, so I finally got a tow truck driver. And this fucker, I told him, I was like, you can't drive it. And what did he do? He drove it. He pushed it up the ramp.
You didn't tell me that.
He pushed it up the ramp. We drive it over to, you know, this tire shop, and I was like, just drop it here. I do a lot of work with these guys. I'll call them in the morning. And he goes to drop it off the trailer, and I was like, yo, you can't drive it. It's indrivable. And he just straight up ignores me. He was about to drop it in front of their work doors, and I was like, no, you need to park it in the back of the lot. Fucking parks it in the back of the lot, crooked, almost taking up 2 spots. He drives it off the back, and I told him beforehand, I was like, you can't drive it. Is broken. And he was like, well, it makes sense why it was giving me a hell of a time getting on the trailer. I was like, yeah, you can't drive it, dude. It's bent. That tire doesn't even have lug nuts on it. He didn't give a fuck. Drove that fucker off of it. He's like, I don't know how else you expect me to get it off the trailer. And I was like, you're gonna back your trailer. I don't know how to do this, but this is what I'm thinking. You're gonna back your trailer even in the parking spot. You're gonna put my back wheels in the back of the parking spot. And then you're gonna let the trailer drop a little bit. And then you're gonna pull my car out. Then you're gonna let it drop. It's gonna take a little longer, but it's gonna be done right. Fuck
well,
you.
They don't care because they're in a like, for your fucking fixes, the repairs.
Yeah, he's all fucking busted. And I was, it was 2 o'clock in the morning when all was said and done. I was like, my man, come on. He was like, that's going to be $120.
I thought you said it was going to be $250.
That's what she fucking made me tell, but I had him tow it to that commercial tire set all the way to my house.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I was like, just drop it right here. Fuck you.
And let's mention, your insurance company said they would reimburse the tow truck, and you pay the tow truck, and they did not reimburse.
Now it's part of my deductible, magically. Fuck those guys.
That's why I told you to put it on my credit card.
I was like, I'm fucking sorry,
I tried to tell you to put it on my credit card.
As we don't know, I'm broke these days, and Val's not these days, whereas back in the day,
cheers to that.
I wasn't broke. Broke and Val was broke, so we're trying to just, you know, this is just cosmic karma playing itself out. I have cut rate insurance. This is what adulthood doesn't teach you about insurance. I used to have really good insurance, but budgets change, and so I've had to pay $55 a month for this Progressive.
Well, you have two kids.
Budgets change you, and we have one car. We have one super safe car.
But here's the thing about car insurance. Let me tell you this. So when you think of Progressive insurance, they advertise the fuck out of Progressive. Fucking redheaded bitch. And then they got the khaki. Is that Progressive or State Farm? Oh, khaki guy State Farm. He's cute. Yeah. Anyways, Progressive.
Progressive is Flo.
Yeah, Flo. Redhead.
Brunette.
Yeah, she's redheaded.
Regardless, keep going. She's brunette. It's fine.
I feel like she has a red tint.
I love that
to
you don't
her.
See color.
I love that she has a red tint to sorry. Her brown.
It's just hair.
We'll look
she's
that
great.
Up. Anyways, she's highly advertised. Mm-hmm. And the fact that your fucking non-collision deductible is $2,000 is outrageous to me. And it's a scam. We know insurance is a scam.
Insurance
and let me
is
tell
a
you this.
Scam, bro.
One time back in during it was during COVID, wasn't it?
I'm so anyway. Sad.
It has a red tint from what I can see. Okay, she's a fucking brunette. God damn.
So what I hear you say is I'm right.
Yeah, you're right. So I told you that's that 13% that's off for me. So when our cars got hit by a drunk driver in our fucking driveway.
In your fucking driveway.
In my driveway. I didn't do anything except
this
sleep.
Car
I didn't make a bad decision to not fucking swerve. I was in bed minding my own
came
business.
Up across your
oh my
lawn.
Gosh, they missed my house by this much. No
and
joke.
Fucking hit your other car.
Hit my car into
and,
Kayla's car.
Yeah, into your other car.
And what was my deductible?
I can't fucking
$500.
Remember. $500.
Yeah. And I only got it for $250 because the car place that fixed my car needed 3 tries to fix it. Mm-hmm. And that was who the insurance company contracted with, right? They needed 3 tries. And I looked at the guy and he was super friendly towards me. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it was because I was pretty or not, but Kayla
it's
met him.
A little Martin Yingling coming
and
out.
And
you're going to give
like,
me a deal, guy.
And I, no, it was my dad coming out. And mm-hmm. I go, hey, man. You've been super nice to me, and I really appreciate it, and I know this isn't your fault, but the fact that I've had to come down here 2 times,
thrice.
And it's not right, my plastic of my car, do you think our cars are plastic? I don't know. The plastic part was not lined up. I don't know much about cars, but I know that shit's not right, and I said, this isn't right, and he goes, you're right. Let me come look at it, blah, blah, blah. So I had to keep that rental car. My car insurance paid the rental car the whole time.
Yeah, rental car.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you is you got to get out of that car insurance.
Well,
they
that's
paid
the,
my
that's
rental
the challenge, right?
The whole time.
Because me and
it
my mother
weeks,
went back.
Panda. Weeks.
Yeah, dude. And then I called. So I'm calling the other people. So Progressive has to send, you know, car out, you know, which is what my brother did for a living. He was an insurance adjuster. They got to come out and do their little fucking, it's going to be this much. And then they're going to give me, you know, a body shop to take it to or whatever. The thing is I called a body shop because I need to get it the fuck out of the parking lot that it's in. And the body shop was like, we're not going to touch that until you go through those steps. Also, we're booked clear the fuck out till June. I called another body shop. We're booked out till June.
What body shops are you talking about?
So the ones that were all in like a 6 mile radius from where I dropped it. So Urea body shop.
No, but I'm saying like your car insurance doesn't have a specific
he didn't give me a fucking
shop.
And Brandon was like, get yourself a new fucking adjuster because I call this adjuster. And I was like, hey, so I got a wreck last night, as you know. He was like, this is my first day back from medical leave. I have a stack of claims, and you are at the bottom of my list.
He did not say that.
He did. And I said, Jack, I have one vehicle and four people in my family, and I need to get to work, and I'm in my friend's car right now. Like, I need to know what my next steps are. Well, I haven't looked at your claim. I don't know what your next steps are.
Pull it up on the system,
and I was like,
Jack,
I got nothing but time right now. Let's go ahead and pull it up and walk through together. So he said, go ahead and download. You know, I have the app downloaded. I needed to do a virtual estimate where I go through and they give me instructions on how to video the accident and like the situation in my car. And then they're going to send me a virtual estimate and go from there. And I was like, well, there's a lot more damage on the inside. You have to put it up to look at it. But that's where we're at.
Fuck that. Can you just tell them, call them back on Monday and say, I'm sorry, sir. I would like to cancel my insurance with you guys.
You better still fucking just help me. But
no, but I'm saying like me, just. They're not going to help you regardless, obviously. So why wouldn't you just cancel?
Yeah, your deductible's $2,000. You don't have a rental car, and that's where we're at. And I was like, oh, that's right. I totally forgot that I picked shitty insurance. And he was like, you picked this, you know, this package, and so this is what you're getting with that, with what you picked. And I was like, I picked insurance to cover my ass in case I hit somebody else. I didn't cover my ass in case a fucking tire was in the middle of the freeway. That's my own fault. And my mom was like, this is what you get, Amanda, for cutting corners. Listen, lady, yeah, I'm on a budget. I'm on a budget. This package was in with my budget.
Real Talk but Sundays, fuck. You have to
That's
get a new package.
That's how I felt about life insurance, too.
You're going to get a new package, and you're going to get both ways, okay? And just like how you like it sexually.
I'm still on the same budget. That listen, didn't change, and now I have an accident under my belt.
It doesn't matter.
I don't have here's a car to insure right now.
Here's the thing. What you're going to do is cancel Progressive. Okay, you're gonna be like, toodaloo, okay, fuck you guys. And you might as well just get on like a, tell your mom to help you out on a out of pocket because, mom. No, I'm serious because what's the point of paying $2,000? What if it's $1,500?
I owe $6,000 on this vehicle, which we all know I overpaid.
Yes,
I got swindled and boozled, okay?
They were the prisoners.
Don't buy shit. Don't buy shit when you're pregnant because that's
what
happens.
Don't do that shit. It's bad decisions.
So I bought this truck car way overpriced to where I'm like, fuck.
Subarus were not expensive then. They're expensive now, but then they were not.
If I'm going to put two G's into a vehicle, I'm going to put two G's into a newer vehicle. Yes. Like to where my family, we need a bigger vehicle. Yeah. Not need. We want a bigger vehicle. And I was like, oh, so you put $2,000 into a new car. I was like, it's not about that. It's about practicality. But at the end of the day, like, I'm fucking up shit creek without a paddle.
No,
and thank God my mom has
new,
10 cars,
has
a trailer,
10 cars,
and two horses.
So why does it matter?
Yeah, so she's like, here, borrow a horse. Just get around town.
Here's
okay.
My thing is you need to just get a different car and F that Subaru, to be honest. Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious. Get rid of Progressive and go to Travelers Insurance. But Travelers, you would like us to promote you. I will.
Travelers, if you want a podcast.
So, but back to the accident, back to the car hitting our cars.
Your fucking car.
So I have Travelers. Kayla had Geico. Okay, Geico's pretty general, right?
Well, I feel like Geico fucked her, didn't they?
Yes, like, hear me out. So Travelers isn't as known, right? But my parents have Travelers, I have Travelers. So Travelers, the customer service was a little bit lower. Geico was calling her. I had to call Travelers. Do you know what I mean? Like I was chasing Travelers. Geico was chasing her. But my shit was way better. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're like, go get that rental car tomorrow. And I had the rental car before she had a rental car. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I mean? So, like, the actions were louder than the words, if that makes sense. So, Geico had that, like, professionalism. This is what we got to do, blah, blah, blah. But my shit was on point. And so, sure shit, she has Travelers now because I'm not playing these games. They cover the most. Everything's in line. I had to reach out a couple times, but I'd rather reach out a couple times than be a little bit behind than me have to pay out of pocket. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck.
That's where I'm at.
I do know what you mean. Literally.
Literally. So you're going to switch to Travelers.
So
I have an agent.
Cancel. So you're telling me. So
I actually have an agent that gets you the best option for what you want. Just that my dad and I go through.
Fuck.
That's how I got Kayla. Like, that's how we got this.
Fucking hate insurance. And it's hard because, like,
it's a scam, dude.
It's a scam. Because I remember doing.
Guess
like,
what? My work's going to get life insurance in the next year. Don't tell anyone.
That was hard. I remember life insurance when I got fucking. Because I freaked out before my kids
were born.
I
know you did.
Born,
yeah, you did.
And they were like, oh, you have a pre existing condition. You're pregnant. You don't get life insurance. And I was like, what? So I had to shop two or three different companies before finally one company was like, nope, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We don't care that you're pregnant. I was like, isn't that discrimination?
Yeah,
like,
that is.
You can't not hire me for a job for being pregnant, but what you if can't you give die me insurance. Childbirth? That's why I got it, because I was like, bro, dude, what if I die?
People do.
Brandon's going to be homeless. No, you know, that'd be dramatic. So did that. It took me a while, but I got it, which I was just like, this is such fucking shit. And I was paying on it for a really long time. And then shit hit the fan. I missed one payment.
On life insurance?
I missed one payment on my life insurance. And boom, wiped it. I didn't get any of it. I remember crying to Brandon being like, bro, because I got a certain type of term life insurance where I could cash it out and it cash value. And that's why
I remember that when we were talking about with that one. Mom and all
I was
that.
Like, in case I get super healthy again, I don't fucking need it. It's fine. But I remember I missed one payment and they were like, Mamacita, that's the deal.
After
you get.
All of that.
And I was like, well, how much did I lose? It was like almost $4,000 that I just banked. And I was like, I've been paying into this for years since my kids were born. Like, it's gone. She's like, that was the deal. You get this
you
perk.
Read the fine print.
But
huh?
You gotta fucking pay it on time every time. And I had it on auto withdrawal, and then she hit the fan. Yeah. I couldn't afford a 1 month payment or something. And I fucking
okay. So
myself.
Plan of action: you're gonna ditch Progressive and you're gonna go to Travelers. If you have to
get life insurance and fake my own death.
If you have to pay 100 and something, I mean, really, is that? I know you're balling on a budget
right now,
but if you get a different car and it's for the fam, like, you have to have that coverage. What if someone gets hurt? I know that sounds real to life, real talk Sundays, but like, you have to at this
That's
point.
The
We're
point
not
of
20 years old.
Oh, what if?
We can't at that point.
You know, it just really sucks because I feel like this whole process is getting me on like the woke side of bullshit that I don't want to be on.
Because think about it.
I'm like, oh,
but hear me
out.
Why would I have to pay $500 when someone hit my car when I was sleeping? They came onto my property, onto my grass, and hit my car.
Dead ass.
And they were drunk and they found him.
Yeah,
wait,
weeks
what?
Later. Yeah, they found
him. Wait,
them.
What?
Because you guys helped him too. They were like,
yes.
There's a BMW piece.
Kayla, their oil pan cover came off.
Yeah.
And it was a white BMW. And so, yeah.
That's what I don't fucking get. And he was like, you don't have uninsured motorists, but also they don't know who the motorist was because the motorist fucking took off. They don't know. So the police report that we filled out says an unknown truck or trailer. And so I'm like, great. I'm fucking up shit creek without a fucking paddle. And then insult to injury, I kind of tweaked my knee on that volleyball game. I was like, oh, my knee kind of hurts a little bit, my bad one. I fucking hit that wheel so hard and it rocked me. I hit my knee on the fucking dash, the like part under the wheel.
So you're injured.
And my fucking knee hurts. Just like I got home and I was like,
do you have health insurance?
Bitch. Got that state health insurance film.
Medicaid. I know how
That's
Medicaid
it.
Works.
Process
too.
It. Thank you. Thank God you fed me that night too, because I was on one.
You were
bro.
So okay. So straight up,
I was so
I don't
emo.
Know how this
I was literally sitting in the
episode.
I was
but...
sitting in the back of the car, like, this bitch is not validating me right now. I was like, I was in a mood. I was so sad. I was so bummed. And you're like, it's fine.
Because I thought it was fine. Like... you know why I thought it was fine, Panda? Is because I didn't know you had a $2,000 deductible. Okay,
you're like, you're just gonna call your insurance tomorrow, and all
is
gonna be right in the world.
But that is like... typically how it works if you read the fine print. And so here's the thing: I was like, oh, something's not. I once I got home, I was like, she has an eight, and I knew. And I was like, and I talked to Casey a couple days later, and I was like, honestly, Amanda is not right, bro. Like, not in a bad way, but saying like. She hit a tire, and the way she responded to that is not the typical Amanda way. But then when I found out it was a $2,000 deductible, but you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I knew it was, I was like, it's
like 500 is the typical
like,
average deductible. Yeah.
I was like, I know it's higher than
so
500.
A house deductible is like 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that.
Which I paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, moral of the story is, you were just like, but I think your instinct was like, something's not going to be
I'm
right.
Fucked.
But in my mind, I'm like, you're fine. You just call the insurance and this is how it goes. And I've been through this. It's going to be fine. And you're like, yeah, yeah, no. And then I gave you mac and cheese and pulled pork.
That was so good.
Thank you, brother. You're the best. Brother made that pulled pork.
And the guy, the tow truck driver, also thanks you. Because if I did not eat before he got there, I would have killed a man.
Fuck the tow truck drivers,
he
dude.
Like,
they just don't get it.
I don't care.
Anyways, that was my week. I'm fine now. I'm fine.
But we had a great night. We had some good episodes. It's fine. Yeah,
it's fine now. We're about to watch Love is Blind.
Does the horse look like that dog?
Yeah, he's got wild Nova. Fucking blue eyes like Nova, dude. I remember that horse, too, was like looking at me like in the trailer.
There she is.
Fucking, he's
She's
got
on camera now.
Wild blue eyes just like Nova. I even texted you. I was like, this horse got wild eyes like Nova. She's like, at least Nova's nice. I was like, get a fucking who? But meanwhile...
She's trying to cuddle you, and you're
that
like,
fucking horse, dude. That fucking horse. I'm like, Mom, what are we gonna do this? She's like, you don't want to know what I'm paying the guy to break him. I was like, the cost of the horse? Like, the fuck? So she's paying a guy to break the horse. Apparently, he's going to be a good horse. On the way back, though, listen to my mom's idea. She has an idea for a business, and I'm a serial entrepreneur, as we know. So I'm like, I think this bitch is onto something. I have this AI chat G, you know, GPI, whatever.
I can't trust you because you don't know your insurance policy.
I pull it up. That's why I contract my brother-in-law. It does all my insurance.
Okay.
That's why he's like, this is what you get for not hiring me.
Oh.
Anyways, I put a bunch of shit into chat G just asking about this industry. And then I go to Google and I'm like, I think she's onto something, okay? She was like, because I'm giving her shit about having all these animals and goats. And she goes,
friendship.
I'm going to go into the goat business. And I was like, well, what business is that? She was like, well, business, there's a lot of things you can do with goats. You can, you know, we can make cheese. We can make soap. We can do this. We can do that. We can sell them for their meat. And I was like, okay, sure. She goes, but my thing is I want to make goat fertilizer out of their poop. And I was like, sorry. Apparently, bitch. Goat poop fertilizer is like super prima the prop, like top of the line fertilizer if made correctly. And they have this thing called goat tea, which is just liquid fertilizer, water, poop, the way they ferment it with the goat poop. Anyways, it's a pretty lucrative business. I've never heard of it either. I start looking into fertilizer, and I'm like, hold on a second here. Then I start looking into goat fertilizer and goat tea fertilizer. And I'm like, this bitch is on to something. She's like, here's how I would do it. And she was like, just fucking talking out her ass about some shit. And I'm like, Googling some shit. I'm like, hold on here. And she was like, would you help me with my goat poop business? And I was like, I think I would. Like, this sounds kind of fun. And she's like, they do 3/4 of the work without any of the profit of the goat poop. She was like, we towed into the yard, you know, we mowed into the land. She goes, the down part is the goats are with the horses. So we'd have to separate the goats from the horses. But she goes, I clean the poop. I rotate all that stuff. We do all that work for free anyways. And why not? All these goats, people have given her. For free. That her friend was like, I'm moving. I can't take these goats. All like 15 of her goats.
I don't know how to feel about this right now.
Have been free.
Let's talk about this sober. Yeah. What do you think?
And so she's like, all this shit. She was like, that means we get the feed, you know, written off. We get the tractor. She's got the tractor. She's got the stall. She's got the lettuce. She's got the whole shit. She's just not making money on
real
them.
Goat poop Sunday.
She's just feeding them and cleaning their poop. This way, she'd actually make some fucking money. There's a market. For goat poop fertilizer.
We can't handle another fucking business, Amanda. We have to advertise our own business. I know. Even fucking go into that.
So I told her to do some research on it because I was doing some market research on it. And I was like,
have you been doing marketing research of how to get our podcast famous?
No, I've been looking on goat poop and fucking insurance right now. But I will come back to that. And we will get big. And then I will use that to finance my mom's goat poop business. Okay. She was like, I'll hire you. I was like, bitch, I'm a third stake in the business. What are you talking about?
I'll hire you at $10 an hour. Okay, Mom. Yeah, why do we talk to your mom about your mom all the time on this podcast?
Apparently, I'm obsessed with her. Allegedly. Kind of. I am a little bit. But
I mean, we love our moms. But
she's
goddamn.
Got something on her, dude. She's got something. Something's cooking up there. So I was just like, you need to kill a goat. You need to kill the asshole goat, Andy. He's a fucking dick.
I heard about him.
And he eats two goats he eats how much. And she's like... And I was like, I will have to take him to the butcher for you. But she was like, this is what I plan on doing with my goats. Thank you for joining us in these week's adventures of Real Talk Sundays. this episode's musical artist and song. This is actually a young star. Brandon and I emailed these guys and we're like, can we be your marketing people? These were these guys. I did a full marketing audit for them and they didn't respond. It's fine. I hope you guys are fucking famous now. This artist is called Grim Salvo. This song is Opera of the Urchin, one of my personal favorites, but this whole album is fucking fire. So enjoy on Real Talk Sunday's Easy Listening Jazz.
Succeed, give me your enemies that could make the difference between life and